Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Lunar New Year begins today, and for another year, the festivities in New England this month will be clouded by the pandemic. But as WBUR's Ali Jarmaning reports, many in Boston's Chinatown say they're looking forward to what the new year could bring.
Flower and food vendors are doing a steady business at a holiday market on Washington Street in Chinatown. This market was dark last year because of COVID, but Chinatown Main Street Executive Director Debbie Ho says the neighborhood wasn't the same without it.
I decided that we got to do something. We got to bring it back. We got to bring the feeling back, the feeling of, you know, our history, you know, New Year, our holiday culture back.
The holiday is celebrated by Chinese families, but also Vietnamese, Korean, and other Asian people. There are lots of traditional symbols for the hope that comes with a new year. Bright flowers to represent happiness, and oranges for luck. Another symbol is bamboo, which a vendor wraps for a customer.
Bamboo is a very sturdy piece of wood. And so that bamboo represents sturdiness, strength.
Those living and working in Chinatown have needed that strength the last few years. Rents have been rising, and many restaurants and other businesses struggled to survive during the pandemic. That's the case for hairstylist Wilson Chen. He finished blow-drying a client after a trim at his A Salon on Tyler Street. What does he hope for the new year? I hope I can be hopeful, he says in Thai Chinese. It doesn't seem like anyone knows what the future will hold. There's a lot at stake for him. Chinatown is the only home he's known since he came to the U.S. 15 years ago. This is where his work is, but also his community. This year marks the Year of the Tiger, which is often associated with strength and positive energy. Suzanne Lee is one of the people born in a previous Tiger year. She founded the Chinese Progressive Association, a group that advocates for workers and residents. She says the year has a special meaning for many people who observe the holiday.
The Year of the Tiger is supposedly be a strong year.
Chinese newspapers also say it's a good time for people born in the Year of the Tiger to invest.
I read my own. I said, oh, but I don't have anything to invest anymore. She said, it's a good year for me to invest so we get good return. I said, okay.
But Lee hopes it might also mean it's a good time for the government or others to invest in improving Chinatown. Back at the flower market, Debbie Ho sees a better year ahead. Besides, what other choice is there?
Of course, there's always hope. Everybody hopes for the best. Nobody wants to sulk and say nothing's going to happen or everything bad is going to happen. The new year, we don't think like that. Our mindset is, you know, hoping for the best, happiness, you know, wealth and health.
That's something people beyond Chinatown can hope for this year, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Ali Jarmaning.